This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a reversal, Trump now says he favors a two-state solution in the Middle East between Israel and the Palestinians. He claims by the first of the year he will present his peace plan. Elon Musk of Tesla has made a deal with the SEC where he will pay a $20 million fine, and so will Tesla. He will step down as chairman for 3 years. Two public members will be added to his board, and his social media and other communications will be monitored. Sloan Kettering Cancer Center is forcing one of its vice presidents to turn over his $1.4 million. A biotech company recently went private where he represented the hospital on its board. Sloan Kettering is desperately trying to regain credibility since its ties to companies and self-dealing became public. In South Africa, internal struggles within the governing ANC party have led to scores of assassinations of party members that have spoken up against corruption. In one province, 80 party officials were killed between 2012 and 2017. A full 29% of the 2017 freshman class at Harvard were relatives of Harvard graduates. More than one in five potential black voters can't vote in Florida, compared with about one in 10 voters in the state's general population, and one in 40 nationwide because of felony convictions. Turkish government is cracking down on a collection of aging mothers and their relatives who were protesting the disappearances and extrajudicial killings decades ago of their family members, mostly activists from Turkey's Kurdish minority. Fraternity membership rose from 144,000 in 1971 to 400,000 in 1990 and stood at about 380,500 in 2015. P-hacking, or data dredging, is the process of running exhaustive analyses of data sets to tease out subtle signals that seem remarkable. Critics say it's tantamount to casting a wide net and then creating a hypothesis to support whatever cherry-pick finds you might find interesting, the opposite of the scientific method. The roughly 350,000 voting machines in the country fall into one of two categories, optical scan machines or direct recording machines, both of which suffer significant security problems. 80% of the machines are sold by only three companies. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.